Trade by Sea. The main image on the sign is a painting by an unknown Chinese artist, circa 1800. It shows the densely populated city of Guangzhou, called Canton by Europeans, surrounded by mountains and country estates. Most of the city buildings are 2 and 3 stories, used as both residences and shops. A pagoda and a 5-story watchtower rise above the city. Hundreds of boats, small and large, are anchored in the river. In the foreground, along the riverbank, there are buildings flying foreign flags. This was the area to which all foreigners were restricted during the 6-month trading season, where they lived and completed transactions. Shipowners with offices on India Wharf were very active in the China trade. Independence freed Americans from restrictive British navigation acts, and Boston merchants leaped at the opportunity to trade with any country in the world. Soon their ships were sailing for the Mediterranean, Russia, South America, and the Far East. Starting in the late 1700s, Bostonians made fortunes in the China trade, including Thomas H. Perkins, George Lyman, and Thomas Wigglesworth, who had their offices on India Wharf. They imported thousands of pounds of tea, as well as silk and porcelain. In exchange, they initially traded sea otter and seal furs obtained from native people in the Northwest, and later sandalwood from Pacific Islands. These natural resources were quickly decimated. Most U.S. merchants then switched to opium from Turkey and India as their principal trade product, despite Chinese laws prohibiting its importation. In the 1860s, Boston's sea trade began to shift away from the downtown wharves to other areas of the harbor. However, for decades, India Wharf continued to be busy as regularly scheduled steamships operated from here to Portland, Maine, and New York City until all commercial activity ended in the 1950s. There are 3 small images on the lower panel of the sign. On the left is a sketch by crew member George Davidson of the ship Columbia Rediviva, heeled over as she sails in stormy conditions. The square-rigged Columbia Rediviva sailed out of Boston in 1787 and was the first vessel bearing a U.S. flag to circumnavigate the world. Her crew launched the early U.S. trade of sea otter fur for Chinese products. The middle image is the cover of a 1929 Eastern Steamship Lines brochure advertising 11 coastwise services from India Wharf. A black and white steamship with a black funnel dominates the blue cover. On the lower section, the brochure lists some of the destinations: New York, Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, St. John, New Brunswick, Portland, Bangor, Bar Harbor, and Brooklyn, Maine. The right image is a colored version of a 1906 photograph of a busy India Wharf and Boston Harbor. At the center of the wharf stands the large brick building known as either the India Building or the Bullfinch Building. It was a multi-story building with retail, office, and warehouse space. A sign on one end reads, A.L. Picard, Marine and Shore Electrician. In the second half of the 19th century, steamship sheds were built along the edge of India Wharf for easy loading. The photo shows more than a dozen horse carts lined up along the sheds. The Metropolitan Steamship Company sign in large letters is on the shed at the end of the wharf. The Metropolitan Steamship Company, founded in 1866, and Portland Steam Packet Company operated from India Wharf until they were consolidated in the early 1900s into what became the Eastern Steamship Lines. A large steamship is tied up on the right side of the wharf. Dozens of ships are in the harbor, including several 4-masted schooners, which were used to transport coal.